Wait, how old is she?
Robin?
How old is she?
Damn, fool, chill.
Oh, damn, bro. You are down bad.
I know.
Because she's young. She's one of the youngest that sang it, no?
Nah.
Why? Why do you want to know how old is she?
Not just because she looks young to be fucking performing.
She's 17.
She's too young to be performing?
No, like, I never seen someone young.
She's 17, Keiko.
Chill, Keiko.
She's 17, bro.
So wait, one more year.
23?
You just have to wait one more year.
22.
One more year, Keiko.
All right, well, this is what the dad had. Oh, she did sing it pretty, so I'm not going to lie.
She was on fucking some lean, huh? She was probably chilling with JD in the back with some lean.
Well, this is what her dad had to say about it.
Pinchar guenderos. Que si no, que si el himno, que si la entonación. Para empezar, no tienen ni idea de lo que están hablando, para empezar. Pero a ver, ojo. Sí hubo un error. Claro que la regó.
You think he fucking yelled at her, like...
In the back?
La cagaste, porque la caga, güey, no mames. ¿Qué pasa, le verga?
You think he,
Maybe he lectured her.
Like, we're next in the ring.
No. Ponte los guantes.
Canelo, ven aquí.
That was the childish shit you ever done. No, mom is like, the pasa. Fool, leave that shit in. Leave that shit in.
That's gonna be one of those
fucking bloopers.
Oh, wow. Alright, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Agosto Baba podcast. This is episode number 8.
Ocho.
8. If you guys are new, welcome to the number one podcast with the Tacuaches.
That's right.
You guys are coming from TikTok, which is basically everyone. Make sure you guys follow us on Instagram, too, because TikTok is taking down, like, half of our shit. We're on our last strike because of Christopher Nava fucking dissing Nathanael Cano.
Got taken
down for hate speech. We're banned from the creator fund, meaning we don't get paid anymore. It's Christopher Nava's fault. Tony and Alexis' fault.
Huh, they're the ones doing the most damage, huh?
Yeah, like, they cuss, leave all this shit, guns, whatever, and when we post, it gets taken down.
True, like, it's because they don't understand that we're just reporting news.
I know. Like, I try to explain to them, I was like, hey, like, Gekko's, one of our co-hosts, is willing to bend down for you guys.
They didn't want to.
So, you guys are new here, please subscribe, because YouTube and Instagram did not take down our stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think we can go to the headquarters? So you can do what
right
you need
now,
to do.
Fool, we'll go protest outside.
No, what you need to do.
Ah, fuck. Never.
It's like Gabe's going to get mad.
But yeah, guys, and also sometimes it takes long for us to upload our videos. Like, you guys tell us, like, oh, why don't you guys talk about, like, this? Like, yeah. Chris Nava. Like, for example, the Chris Nava. We uploaded the day it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But it took, like, 3 days because it gets reviewed. And then sometimes it doesn't even go up or you guys don't even see it. But we get shadow banned. I think that's what it's called.
And they hide.
Hey, you know what sucks the most, bro? Like, when the video's doing good. And then it fucking gets taken down.
Well, that was the last video we had.
I know. Like, what were we at in, like, 2 hours, 3 hours?
I think it was, like, 70K.
Fuck, bro.
That's probably, like one of our best performing videos, too. And it just went...
Fucking TikTok.
But, yeah, guys, we got a lot of news for you guys today. What do we have, Keiko? Oh, by the way, Diego. I'm Diego, your host. This is...
I'm Keiko, the best friend.
I'm Jason, the co-host. What's up?
Giggle's going to become a co-host soon. It's just that he needs to, like, be more committed.
He needs to breathe.
Because lately he's been coming a lot, but he actually only comes when he can. But yeah. He doesn't have, like, an actual schedule. Like, usually we film our fucking podcast, like, at 1 in the morning and shit because of you. But, I mean, we want Giggle in, so we're willing. Riggy's not here. Riggy's
and you guys like him, too.
You guys like him, too.
Yeah. Giggle a lot.
Riggy's not here. Been lagging on us. Haven't heard of him for, like, a month.
He stopped talking to me.
He's like, alright, I'm gonna go show up on now. I'm gonna start my own shit. Damn. But yeah, guys, you didn't even reply to me. Fucking Ricky.
Hey, did we talk about the merch already or no?
No, we're gonna get into that.
You wanna talk about it?
I'll talk about it.
Yeah,
because
I was gonna ease into it. Alright. I don't know if we already talked about it.
Oh. Alright, merch is coming. It's taking a while because honestly, we thought it was gonna be easier, but it's not. But we're enjoying the process of doing the merch. Not only that, is that we're doing it ourselves. Wait, what?
No, he just did something that made me laugh.
Oh, I didn't do it on purpose.
What?
Nothing.
It's
an Easter egg. If they find they find it. If they don't, then they don't.
I didn't do it on purpose, though.
Easter egg, all right. But
Easter egg, chill.
We are.
Bad Bunny and shit.
Black Ops. Easter egg and shit.
Hey, but we got some pretty badass merch. Everybody's taking out their own merch.
Yeah, everyone's gonna have their
own. So get ready for like some clock out Keiko merch.
Cancel Keiko. Like go with Gabe merch. Like, 2 + 2 = 5 merch. What other are you gonna take out?
I know my vowels.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, put the vowels like all like U E I.
All dumb. Gibberish.
Oh, we should name Keiko's like merch drop like Keiko's vowels.
Yeah.
Oh, and then each one is it's the letter in the vowel.
And then spell everything like in the description wrong.
True. Or no sabo one. That one's good.
Oh, no sabo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So get ready.
No sabo Keiko. I like how he likes the idea.
I know, he does.
So if you guys are a graphic designer, hit me up because.
Oh, another thing from the last episode, you guys think people are mad at me and you.
I know.
They really think like we hate Gecko. Yeah. Like,
no, bro, you know what's crazy? What? Okay, so this guy goes live, right? And then I see like fans comments like no te dejes. I was like, damn. Yeah, guys like okay,
literally like we get along like that. Maybe you guys don't see that way because Gecko doesn't roast us in camera. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But off cameras we're like that, like 3-way, like it's
If anything, he's doing the bullying.
I know. But you don't roast us in camera, which makes me and Jason look like fucking bullies and shit.
This would be calling me like giraffe and shit. And
I know. He calls like really mean names. He's like, hey, at least my dog's alive, not like yours. Like, he's just some mean stuff to me.
Yeah,
like,
that's
mean stuff. All right, guys, we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff today. We have the Chris Nava beef with Nathanael Cano. Some guy calling out Rancho Mille. Like,
and then we got some duetos coming.
Yup. Tumbado Tour.
With Christian Nava. Christian Nodal and Ovi.
Christian Nodal and Ovi. Yeah. How do you think that's going to sound?
I don't know. I feel like they could just adapt with everything, bro. Like, they're musicians. They know how to adapt. And they know how to make it work.
True.
And not only that.
Because what's the name? Cristian Nodal did take out something with Hera and Mekis and it did sound good.
Yeah, you see. I think that song's a hit right now. Yeah. It's a hit.
And that's like one of his best songs that.
Yeah, like in terms of numbers.
Besides, what was the other one?
Because of TikTok.
He took out one that helped him blow up too.
Adios Amor?
Well, that was his banger. What is that? That was his banger.
Yeah, that was his banger.
That one that took him out of the hood.
Yeah. Basically, but this song is pretty good. I think TikTok helped it blow up.
Hell yeah, TikTok is doing a lot of work for these musicians, and it's fucking dope.
And for us.
Yeah.
What else we got?
To continue, we got Tumbado Tour by Nata.
And then we got some people getting criticized and hate.
Who?
And me. I can't even pronounce their name. Edmio Norteño, no? Or some shit like that.
What?
What's that group called?
Say it again. Just try to say it.
I can't pronounce
it. Just try to say it.
I can't fucking.
It doesn't even have an M in it, bro.
No, just let him try to pronounce it. Go.
What is it?
I'm not going to tell
you. Well,
just try to say it, and then I'll.
Hermiño Norteño.
Enigma Norteño. Oh,
Enigma Norteño.
What?
Enirma. I can't pronounce that.
Bro, give me no sabo cap right now.
Bro, yeah, I don't speak
like
Spanish.
When you have trouble writing, like, or saying stuff, I feel like you should write it down and then spell it out so you can see.
Yeah, I can't even fucking. Or English. You like bark. It's like meows.
Like, learn sign language so we can communicate with you.
This was like speaking frog.
Fucking,
like mummy.
Like hieroglyphic.
You mean hieroglyphics? He goes speaking like table.
Like an Efe. You know how to speak an Efe?
I heard of that.
You don't know what it is, huh?
Nah.
You put an F in between like every vowel. And
oh, that's what I was saying. Like,
well, you didn't even know your vowels. But how are you going to be able to do that?
I
don't. Like,
Difo Dofo. Like Diego, your name?
Difo Dofo?
No, Difo. Difo, I can't. Difi Ofo.
I did not know your vowels, but you know this. All right, what else we got? Oh, well, he meant is Enigma Norteño being harassed at some hotel.
Damn.
Like 3 minutes away from us. We're going to go after right now and boycott.
True. Hell yeah. We're going to go defend protest. Those food.
Oh, and one more thing.
Pepe Aguilar's daughter got hate for fucking up on the national anthem.
She didn't fuck up on the national anthem.
Well, she didn't fuck up, but she like sang it too slow.
She's singing it too slow. She's getting a lot of hate.
Yeah.
What else we got?
We're gonna ask Gecko some trivia questions. Hopefully,
at the end of every episode, we're gonna.
A lot of people ask for that segment.
You guys DM us like, can you ask Gecko this? Can you ask Gecko?
I'm gonna start a YouTube channel of fucking like trivia questions.
Ponte las pilas, bro. Porque
why people, like re-enrolled in school and shit.
How long did you go to college for?
A semester.
And then you got out?
Then I got bored of it and I just fucking left.
I thought you went for 2 semesters.
Nah. One semester, I went like every day to school.
I went for 1 semester too.
And then the second semester, I literally just went to go play fucking soccer.
Oh yeah, he was center mid supposedly.
Damn, a college, you played college soccer.
Yeah, and then I got hurt and then I just quit.
Nah. How long did you go to college for?
I think
he was almost years. Done.
I know. I just needed like 2 more classes.
He was like dedicated and then
yeah,
it was whack. For him.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But anyway, we should just.
I think college is.
Dude, I dropped one of my classes like, and I needed like 2 weeks left.
Well, you were super stressed out though. I remember.
I wasn't stressed out. It was a teacher. Remember, I told you.
Oh yeah, because you proved the teacher wrong, and she told you like get the fuck out.
She didn't tell me get the fuck out. She just said, if you don't want to be here, you can leave.
Damn.
But she didn't give me an answer. Cause okay, so like she said, okay, so it was accounting, right? Mm-hmm. And she was teaching us this fucking long ass way, and then towards the end, we were going on our break because it was like 3 hours, and she was like, "Well, nowadays it's so much easier. You could just put it on QuickBooks and like it does it for you." Mm-hmm. So I was like, "Why the fuck were we learning this? We just fucking learn QuickBooks some shit, right?
Like the real world way."
Yeah, and then I asked her, I was like, "Oh, why are we learning this if like you see nowadays it's like," because that day I was already frustrated. I don't know why. Maybe I was going through something. I don't know.
And YouTube.
She didn't know what to say, so she was like, "Oh, if you don't want to be here, you can leave." I left.
Damn.
And I was supposed to present that day too, but so I don't care. I didn't even have my presentation ready.
Damn.
Just kidding. But yeah, guys, what else we got?
Did we talk about? Oh yeah. Update on Güero song.
Güero song. Güero's new song. The dice que la quiero porque
I feel like it has a style of like the same melody.
I have it right here somewhere.
Another song.
We're going to get into that. Definitely.
Wait, what's
that topic?
Tres. Well, I thought we were just going to ease into it.
Yeah, I think we should just ease
you want to ease into it? Yeah. I think we should start
with literally right here. I don't know how I have it right.
I think we should start with the Nata and Chris. Like, boom, no, boom, boom,
that
boom.
Should be the end so people can stay and then just...
Nah.
Damn, you guys want to stay to the end or you guys want to watch the Chris and Nata beef right now?
Or let's like waste their time and not talk about it at all.
Title it, but not talk about it.
Like some clickbait. Yeah.
So what are you gonna do? I have these.
We'll get into that right away. Boom. Spicy.
Or the Chris Nata shit. Flip rock, paper, scissors.
All right.
You're Chris Nata. This is Achesin.
All right. I won.
All right, Chris Nata beef.
Oh, what the fuck?
Christopher Nava. Is it Christopher? Oh, yeah. Christopher Nava and Nathaniel Cano had some beef. Well, I mean, Chris Nava had beef with Nata. I don't think Nata had beef with him.
True. Nata was chilling. He was like. He woke up to violence.
Not that was like Augusto Papa at home, you know, chilling. Just woke up to fucking Christopher. Tell him what happened.
Honestly, it was pretty crazy. Like, I woke up to this guy sending me a whole bunch of stuff from Chris, and it was
8 in the morning too. So like,
yeah.
I was expecting to wake up, you know, make some breakfast, like sit down, Augusto Papa, and then fucking, well, fans just start sending us like the same thing about Chris Nava. I was like, damn, Chris, like.
Yeah,
you don't have time for some fucking cereal or like at least like a little good morning message or some shit.
Homeboy woke up and chose violence. I think you should pull up the post so you can. All right,
this is
like
the post.
Right,
so Christopher Nava posted it 8 in the morning. Remember, like he didn't fucking eat breakfast.
He probably fucking had a nightmare of fucking like Nata taking over his whole career.
Yeah.
What do you think? He woke up in like a bad mood and was like
woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Yeah, probably.
Well, apparently that's what happened. What did homeboy say, Diego?
All right, so this was his first post. He posted a picture of Nata from the brand Cookies, right? So Christopher Nava used to work with this. Oh, I think he still works with this brand Cookies. Cookies is like the, what was it, like the fucking weed?
Yeah, the weed company. Not that I have any experience in that segment, but I think it's weed.
Yeah, well, I mean, Gecko, tell us a little bit about the weed, like that you smoke and like that coke,
that
and, like,
cookie,
the heroin. Because
you used to talk about cookies all the time and like.
Tell us about your experience.
I used to pop pills when you were younger and stuff.
With what? With food?
No. With
the cookies brand, since cookies. You're like all about
I don't
it.
Do drugs. I just eat the cookies. You're talking about like fucking cookie
Mushroom. And then I guess that brand Cookies did not want to work with Nata, so they obviously posted a picture of Nata. And then Chris said, "Fuck you, Nathaniel Cano. You want to be me so bad, I'll slap the fuck out of your bitch ass. Better hide, fuck boy. Don't think I haven't seen your little gay ass this." I think Chris needs some fucking commas, bro. I fucking read that shit fast. Like, fuck you, Nathan. I kind of want to be me so bad. I slapped it.
Sometimes I can't understand his writing.
Well, he spells it wrong, and then he doesn't use commas, and everything just looks bad.
I can understand it.
No, you should be able to understand it, especially you, Pickle. Damn. So what do you think? What do you think about like Chris just throwing blows like that?
I think he's jealous.
Think it's jealousy?
Yeah.
What do you think, Diego?
I think that he knows that he overpassed him and that he's getting like the clout.
Well, clearly, yeah. I feel like I've always seen Christopher Navas like as a chill person, like until like this.
Yeah. Huh. So it was kind of like not common to see something like this, huh?
Yeah, because like, I mean, why does it matter? Well, I understand. I'm gonna explain right now why he did that, but I feel like, I don't know if you see someone else like doing the same shit. Well, I mean, the brand Cookies obviously reached out to Nata. It wasn't like Nata like, hey, let me be like Chris. I want to fucking...
Yeah. Obviously, yeah, because typically, you know, these brands, they want to work with artists that are popping and Nata's popping.
Yeah, and then Christopher Nama posted this on his story after. He said, who think put you on?
Damn, man, so, and he tagged him.
And he tagged him. So since he tagged him, obviously Nathan Elcano got the notification. And then, I think you should read this, Keiko.
No, alright. He like, pinche vato mamón. Quiero unos tiros limpio, pinche vato copión. I don't write in Spanish, but try me, pussy.
So, look right there. We have a comparison with Keiko and Chris. Can you tell what it is?
They're both terrible at writing.
And reading.
Alright, keep going. He's like, estás todo pendejo, te falta cash, dile que te den.
Yeah.
And then, you think he meant by that?
Te falta cash? Yeah, that's something right there too. But, what's it called? Chris captioned it, he was like, pussy bro feels rich, rich, clowns like this get dropped all day. He sent him an audio message, obviously we wish we could hear it.
Huh.
But
what do you think it said?
Gang gang fool.
It's like, buy my merch.
Imagine he's like, just kidding bro.
Just kidding bro.
Just kidding, share me.
Damn, bro. I think it's interesting how Nata didn't mention anything about him copying him, but mentioned something about money, like the falta cash.
Yeah, the falta cash, because we're going to get into it right now. I have a post that Jimmy posted, which is going to kind of relate to something.
It is.
All right, and then Christopher Navarro also said this, too, that, like, Nata is not only, like, copying him with, like, that cookie shit, but with his mustache, the same weed. They smoked the same weed as me, trying to do rap with Snoop Dogg like I did with Burner. So he's basically saying that they're copying his wave and shit. Yeah. Which I'm not gonna lie, Christopher Nava did start everything like
he
this.
He did, honestly.
And he was the first young artist too, like.
Yeah, and I feel like he did it in a good way too.
What do you mean in a good way?
Like, he did it correctly. Like, it was, like, it popped off, you know? Because the song was good. The song that he did with Burner was good.
No, yeah, but I'm saying, but like before, like when he was barely blowing up too.
Oh yeah.
Like, I think.
Oh yeah, the voices and stuff.
Yeah, like the voice, yeah, like. When everyone first heard Christopher Nava, he got a lot of haters, like shitload of fucking haters. But I feel like because of that, like obviously he didn't give up, and now he normalized a voice. Because I feel like back then you needed to have like some fucking
Cristian Nodal
ass voice.
No,
too,
it like, is because like even Ariel Camacho, which inspired everybody, he had a really good voice.
Yeah,
and he started inspiring people with different voices, and then it was the new normal. To have, like, a not-so-good voice, but, like, a style.
Cause yeah, I feel like nowadays it's just about, like, having style. Like, I feel like maybe back then, like, a lot of groups wouldn't hit because people are going to be like, nah, these will sing bad. But nowadays it's kind of like having that style. Like,
yeah, it's more like rap kind of.
Yeah.
Like a raspy voice, no? Because, like, half of them, like, the old artists, their voice is, like, clean. Like,
clean.
Like, limpio, and then this was, like.
He led the way for the young artists as well, too.
Yeah, that's something. Like, I feel like Christopher Nava does deserve respect because he did normalize, like, having that, like, not Cristiano Nodal voice.
But
yeah,
you think that's why he's mad? Because,
Well, he's mad about it because of all that copying. And he also said right here, oh, and you said gang gang food with your middle fingers up. Keep fucking with me, bro. I'm the wrong one, G.
But you think he's mad because he's putting hate on him because he's not, like you said, he's getting respect. But what about this was just, like, not mad, but jealous that Nata's getting the clout because, like, the new era and the new generation, they're all going to, like, Nata. So they all think
I don't think people think that Nata started everything, but I feel like that's just, like, the way a business works. Mm-hmm. You're always going to try to go for, like, whoever's on top.
Yeah.
Like, Cookies, eventually, someone's going to take over Nata's.
Like, it's just going to keep surpassing. Like, it's going to change and someone's going to be outgrowing other people.
Someone's like, let's just say, like, Chris, who's not that so, like, super up there anymore. Like, obviously, maybe brands are not going to be wanting to, like, work with him, but because, you know, he's not at his peak anymore.
Yeah. Like, obviously, fucking brands are going to work with people that are at their peak.
At their peak and shit, yeah.
It gives them more exposure.
So you think that's why fucking JD's hating on Tony Loya?
Because he feels.
This is my opinion.
All right, but I think you should say it. You should say like, how you feel. Because you say you think it correlates with this, right?
All right, go.
Yeah, because like he said, he's taking out, he's copying his flow. And that's what JD told Tony Loya, that you're copying my flow. But at the same time, Nata overcame someone that he copied their flow. So you think JD knows that Tony Loya has a better style than him? So he's trying to bring him down before
I wouldn't agree with you, but I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say, but I feel like Christopher Nava isn't talking about like the flow in the scene. I think he's talking about like what he does, like collabing with Cookies. Apparently the mustache. What else?
Working with rappers.
Well, everybody had that mustache. Doesn't fucking JLP have that shit too?
I don't know, fool, but like
everybody wants to look like Cantiflas. Nah, I'm just kidding.
Dude, but I think everybody's just targeting Rancho Humilde.
Yeah, I think everyone is.
Well, I think they're popping.
Besides Chris, who else does Del Record have?
Eslabon.
And that's it, right?
That's young and popping, yeah.
Besides them, that's just popping, not really young, but that's popping. Besides them, who do they have? Because Rancho, dude, they have fucking what? Junior.
They have a shitload of
people. Yeah, but why are you saying like that they're targeting Rancho Humilde a lot?
Because they're probably fucking overcoming everybody. Like, they're the one that...
They are.
They're the one bringing in the most money, like, in everything.
So you're saying that they're trying to get clout off Rancho Humilde?
Yeah.
Or they're trying to, like, replicate their formula. Because think about it,
like, you see comments, like, when they talk shit and you want to be like, oh, who the fuck is this? So you click on their profile.
No, you do that.
And then, there's, like, a lot of people who, like, want to know who they are.
Yeah, the curiosity.
Yeah, and then they start going through their stuff, and then they're like, oh, shit, like, he plays music, and then they start listening, and then they get follow, and then the next...
I know how that, obviously, you're saying, like, getting the clout off someone else, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because didn't someone want to fucking... Oh, no, that's too early, no?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, like, think about it, like, number-wise, who brings in more numbers?
No, I get what you're trying to say, but, like, yeah, we agree with you, like, that.
We're not trying to fight you.
Yeah, because I feel like he's still trying to prove it to us, but, like, I get you. Like, yeah, like they're trying to get like shit from Rancho Humilde.
Yeah.
Agree, Gecko. Like,
no. Agree, calm
down.
We're
not trying to, like, fight us.
No, fight one. I'm going to try to hold.
Jimmy Humilde also posted this. I think you should read this, too, because you're really good at reading Spanish.
You're, like, a walking dictionary.
Huh. Fucking 5.0 GPA in, like, Spanish AP. First grade.
Oh, like, Latin King.
Read it good, like, smoothly.
Yeah. With... Fucking cadence. Okay. Fluidity.
I don't know. So
like, really smoothly. Don't like, stop it.
Alright. Estos no son solo artistas. Son empresarios. Millonarios. Y todos venimos desde abajo. Aquí todos ganamos y se ve. Ain't nobody getting robbed on this side. Don't take it out on us. Premium artists with money.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
All they have is just...
The station with the... best. In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other... I think the... not, you tricky...
The Subverted Radio Show. Anywhere you get your podcast.
Where did it say premium, bro? It says platinum. No,
fuck. You have it right there, too. No, he also said millonarios, like milanesa and shit. Millonario.
Milanesa.
I don't like milanesa. Oh, yeah, it does.
And then it says, ain't no one getting robbed. Not nobody getting robbed.
Damn, so that was a...
Wait, what did he say? What did he say? Instead of platinum? Premium?
Premium.
Like, the fucking premium gas and
like
shit.
Like premium snap and
first,
shit.
Because I don't have my glasses. I can't see fucking like...
Fool, you have that shit super zoomed
no,
in.
No, well, now, yeah, fool, but...
All right, last sentence.
Go.
That sentence. Oh, to all the artists out there, make sure y'all getting paid too.
To all the artists out there, make sure y'all getting paid too. So since Nata said, what do you think about the cash? And then Jimmy saying that we came up with a theory that Christopher Nava is not getting, not that he's not getting paid, but like he has like a fucked up contract or some shit. Maybe he
could be.
Where he's not getting paid.
Yeah. Because I mean, I feel like that was an indirect shot.
Hell yeah.
Like a blow.
So you think they know shit?
They probably something with his contract or like something with Del Records where like, te falta cash.
Because think about it, right there, that's fucking the face of Rancho.
Yeah, it is the face of Rancho. The face of Rancho. Okay, there's the stars and then there's people that are building towards the way, you know?
All right, so obviously Jimmy Humile, like, you know, backed up Nata, you know, backed up his like number one artist and shit. And then Chris also posted this, you know, kind of apologizing, but not really. So apparently they took down his post.
I got out of character, y'all. I'm not mad, nor am I upset. Just tired of people copying me. And I want to be respected. Fuck these niggas.
Hey, but do you think that Nata got inspired by Chris?
Nah. You think so?
Probably, because wasn't there a video out there like of him singing
Fire Up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it right here, but I don't think that's the reason. I mean, like, anyone could sing that. Like, think about there's, it. There's a video of Chris singing El de la Codeína.
Think about it. Like,
I feel like he was just singing a song that was hitting at the time. What's that
quote that says? Like, the people who inspire you become your enemy or some shit? Like, with JD and Tony Loya. Back to them.
Yeah, what was the quote? What was the quote, sorry?
Like, your idols are your biggest rivals.
Oh. How the fuck you mixed the first one and the second? What did you say on the first one?
It's like your
enemies are your lovers.
Something like that. Something along those lines, bro. But yeah, you mix them up. I mean, I don't feel like Nata. I feel like Nata was inspired a little bit, but I feel like he didn't try to copy him either. Yeah. Well, what do you think?
I feel like he liked how he sang, maybe, yeah. But I don't think inspired. Or like he led the way, like you were saying, like Christopher Nava, you motivated me. Type of
he
shit.
He got on his knees and show was like praying to Chris.
Dude, I just had deja vu.
Well, this is the video.
We filmed this shit like 5 times. Of course, you had deja vu.
This is the video that Gecko was talking about of Nathan kind of singing Fire Up, and then Chris posted it, and he said this. He said, "Este perrita." Well, this is what can't spell. Este perrita es mi hijo, aceptenlo. Aceptanlo. Damn, but he posted it, I guess.
And he looks so different too now.
He does look different. Nathan does look different. When he's fucking small.
He looks kind of emo with his hair. Like.
And then before Chris got any hate or any exposure, then he just exposed himself.
Yeah, he both exposed himself. He posed.
I could find another song I sang, bitch. I found like 3 of them he sang.
So I feel like Chris posted this before anyone else posted it. Yeah,
before anybody got it.
It was like, I'm going to expose myself before I get exposed.
Yeah, yeah.
But why is everybody
He said something on the text.
On the text?
Yeah. He's like, basically saying that he sang it better, no?
Oh, he's like, I've seen the song once and I'm probably posted because I know I killed that. It just sounds 10 times better than his version, just saying. You think so? You think it sounds better?
I like Nata's version. I feel like a song is always going to sound good.
Better with the original?
With the original, because that's the way it came out. That's the way it hit.
Nah, well, sometimes...
Well, nah, it's rare. Yeah. It's rare. The cover? It's really rare if another version is better than the first. Really rare.
Like, it's not really rare. I feel like I've heard songs where like...
Gracias, like Gracias, the original guy who sang it, and Grupo Firme sang it way better.
Who else? There's a lot of artists where the cover sounds better than the original.
Yeah.
Okay, like fucking...
Like Los Bukis.
Cristian Nodal.
Los Bukis. What about Los Bukis?
They did a cover and then... They did a cover... What song was it? They did a cover of a song and it came out way better.
I'm not sure.
Los Bukis are coming back.
Oh, I know. You think they're going to start doing like shows and shit? Let's go.
I think they're just going to come back and then leave. They're not going to do shows. Or take
It's just for the hype.
I mean, sarcastic.
No, okay. Right. That's a perfect point. We'll go into that after. But I feel like the perfect example that people know is when Daria de la Sierra took out Adios Amor and Cristian Nodal took out Adios Amor.
Cristiano, that popped it off.
Yeah, he popped it off by a lot. Like, he put that shit on the charts.
Damn. Talking about... Isn't that fool gonna drop a duet with Ovi?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. But yeah, what do you guys think about this shit? Like...
I feel like...
And also, you know what I didn't talk about? People were saying... Okay, so now that took down all his pictures, too. And people were saying, like, in the comments, like, oh, like, he took down all his shit. What yeah. a little clown and there stuff like that. But I don't think he took down his pictures because of that. I think not that just does that shit. Where was it?
Oh, yeah, what are the people saying about all this beef, too?
You think it's for clout, or...
All right, we're going to read some of the comments.
I think it's for...
Actual beef?
Like, he was actually expressing himself.
So someone said, Lord Farquaad, no one listens to your shit. You're irrelevant now. Like, yo mama. You know who Lord Farquaad is?
No.
He's in your movie. Huh? Oh, man.
Shrek? Only we know.
You do know.
Oh, you do know.
Why'd you say no?
I have a movie.
Hell yeah.
No, Shrek. But you say you didn't
Shrek
know Lord
Farquaad. Shrek 1, 2, 3. We're kidding, guys.
We're kidding. Don't apologize to ghosts.
They're not kidding. They're serious. They're serious.
And then someone else also said he straight deleted everything. But I don't, like I said, I don't think that's the reason why Nata like deleted his shit. I feel like Nata doesn't care. Like I said, Nata woke up, gusto papa, fucking probably wanted to smoke or something, and just woke up to that.
I'll ruin my day.
He was probably like, damn, my numbers are getting higher because of him. Thank
true.
You.
What do you say?
Look, someone said, I'll slap the fuck out of both of y'all bitches. And then Chris was like, cap. And then someone said, why are you so mad, though, lame-ass fool? And then Chris said, I ain't mad. I'm pressing my issue. Been wanting to for a minute. So supposedly he's been, like, holding back. And then someone also said in the comment, El Compawero said, Rancho Mile down bad.
Wait, is that the same guy that was on Jimmy's Life before?
I don't know. Every time, back then when I used to watch Jimmy's Life, this fool used to always comment. Like, always, like, Jimmy this, Jimmy that. So I don't know why he's against Rancho Mile now.
Damn, why is everybody hating on Rancho
Mile? My God, screenshot, because he exposed Rancho Mile. Oh, he said Rancho Mile down bad. I don't think Rancho Mile is down bad at all. Like, Rancho Mile is literally skyrocketing. He's like Dogecoin.
To the moon.
So this guy, I decided to click on this guy's shit because, like I said, I've always fucking seen his shit. I don't know who he is or whatever. And he's like, he's an artist, no, or some shit?
He's an artist, yeah, from Texas.
And he posted a lot of stories all against Jimmy and all of them. So he said, he posted this. Label owners own a million or more worth in cars, and the artist taking Ubers. Damn. So basically calling out Jimmy, like, you have all these cars, but your artists are taking Ubers.
Who?
Ubers?
Who's an Uber?
Nata's an Uber.
Nata?
Yeah, you didn't know that. He's an Uberer. He works Uber. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
Like, a GTR or fucking...
Yeah. Oh, and he also posted this. I heard some Rancho Mile artists be asking for rides and money to buy clothes. What's worse is they asking artists who aren't signed for it. So apparently some Rancho Mile artists are asking for a ride to their house and money to buy Gucci.
Damn.
Because
Who do you think it is? Who do you think? Just like... It could be anyone. Just choose one. Like, damn, I think this person...
Alexis
Veras?
That's why he robbed Tony Loya because he couldn't afford the jewelry.
Nah, I mean...
But I don't think he's talking about him. I think someone more in Rancho Mile, not that like.
Even if
out.
I knew, I feel like I would just keep it to myself.
Just say like, oh, I think this artist is.
Why no?
No,
I lost. Whisper, all right, Tony.
Or
say it and I'll beat it up.
It's because like,
they can stay mysterious.
All right.
Well, I think it's not their main singer. It's
but someone
the,
from like the bass player.
Yeah,
or
like
shit.
A bass player in there, because
the músicos
make the money.
No hate, but like. First Regia. All those fuckers still live in a fucking...
You're always saying that. GOP, big house. Look at the... Chris still's in an apartment.
Yeah, like... Shit like that. Like, what about his... Like,
well, I mean, it's not only that, but like... Do you realize how much money they spend on shoes and clothes?
Yeah.
Like, I want to know there's one artist out there that does not do that. Imagine puts it in the stock market or some other
or
shit.
Or real estate.
Yeah, where like...
Oh, Esteban Gabriel.
He's smart.
I know
he's smart.
He invested in real estate?
No, like he doesn't spend a shitload of money.
You don't know that.
You don't even know that.
Okay,
I just know he's a smart guy because he didn't sign to anybody. And
he's
still,
humble.
And he's still doing his shit.
Well, yeah,
but then that's the hardest thing.
But like
to
I'm just saying, like let's think of artists who make money but like not a lot. Like let's just say give me an artist name like
Junior Ache.
No, Junior Ache, I think he makes good money. Let's say like Alexis Veras.
All right.
Like, I think he makes good money, like, you know, to go out, do whatever the fuck he wants. But, like, he spends a lot of money on designer clothes.
Yeah.
Who knows if, I don't know how big his house is or how like good his parents are, but imagine like, let's say a small artist, like just fucking, how much do you think he made like a month? Like
a month, maybe like, maybe 3,500.
Yeah, because, month, because I month, do, I, you know, they do, like, do also do their dirty side of the job where they make more money, right? It's true. Jimmy, I mean, not Jimmy, Tony Lay has said it, like,
yeah,
it's like, show me your statements, like, anyone can make, what was that, like, trap money or whatever
trap money, and he's so, always saying, doing what the motherfucking song says, and obviously all
yeah, that's what I'm saying, like, statements, like, shit. Like,
text,
derecho,
text,
derecho, like, yeah, text. So, like, imagine, he doesn't make a lot, but if he puts it, like, I don't know, fucking Dogecoin or like,
true,
just start like learning the stock market, uh-huh, real estate, whatever. Like, but they spend a lot of their money on clothes. But
yeah, I feel like you really have to play it smart if like you're in that situation where you're making good money, but like
I,
you're spending
out. Yeah, but like, I think there's also artists who don't even have cars, but they have like all.
Well, this is a perfect example for people who are Ubering. Like, yeah, get yourself a fucking 1999 Honda, fool. Like, you'll make it.
Like, well, yeah, I mean, some people rather have, like, Gucci's and then, well, like, a fucking shitload of pairs, but still, like, be taking Ubers, you get
they
me?
Rather
yeah
pay the $600 on shoes and then their car payment.
Well, yeah, like, a good, yeah, I mean, 600, yeah, it's kind of
like
a lob.
Think about it. For a good, like, classic car, they go up to, like, $600, $700 a month.
You're right, but think about it.
Nah, I didn't even pay that much.
A musician,
my car was like,
a musician has to look
presentable,
and especially they have to look to the standard of what's hitting right now, which is designer.
No, I understand that too, but like too much.
Oh, you know who's fucking like smart and all that shit? J. Cole. That fool had like.
He's not a
he's smart. He's
out of this industry. Food,
I know, but he's smart. What are you gonna like prove to it or what?
No, I was just fucking.
He's just smart.
Bringing a comment on.
Oh,
I know he's smart. There's a lot of.
All right, well, he also Kanye posted this of Rancho Mille JB. You know JB, who's JB? Like one
he's
of the like partners a, of like.
One he's of the CEOs,
one of the co-founders.
CEOs,
co-founders,
yeah, of Rancho Mille.
Hey, so wait, who's the other guy?
Rocky.
Oh, that's
Rocky, Jimmy, and.
Because I confused him with the other fool, the
widow.
They're security. No, but
security.
No, he's like another churro.
Paleta?
Frosty.
Churro from Rancho Mille. Oh, you're talking about the güero, right?
Uh-huh.
He's like the
he's a bodyguard, no?
He's not a bar. He's like a staff, I think.
He takes care of them.
Is he like another like churro, like that gets shows for them and everything?
No,
Paleta.
Oh, I don't know.
The guy Frosty. We met.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is.
I always got confused with him and the other guy.
Oh no, yeah. Yeah, I got you. No, I think he's just a staff.
Yeah, I think he's just a staff.
Nigga, smoke me out to a staff.
But anyway, huh? This is guy's more up there in the
yeah, well,
the ranks.
This guy, I guess he, the guy, ranks. JB from Rancho Mille, sent him a screenshot, whatever the fuck he posted. And then he said, go suck Chris's dick. And then Güero, what was it, El Compa Güero? It's like, oh, you want to reply now? He's like, exactly. There's a reason why I didn't get out of my DMs. And then El Compa Güero said, I hit this fool up a year ago for feedback on a song. He never replied. Now all of a sudden he replying, fuck Rancho Mille.
And you think he's just hating on him because, or on them because they didn't give him a shot and they signed someone who's lower than
true
him?
Well, yeah, and then.
That's a good point.
And then I guess El Compa Güero's been talking to someone who gave him information about like.
The inside of the business.
Yeah.
Basically.
And we know who it is. I think he even says who it is.
Yeah.
So
well, I've talked to him
yeah,
on Instagram.
And then
too.
This guy said, well, the guy that El Compa Güero was talking to, he said, between us, word around the blog, they gave him $20,000 to sign and he posted them gifts Jimmy sent him, expensive pair of shoes and expensive clothes. So it is true, like, they do have to worry about, like, what they wear and shit.
Yeah.
To make it look like,
it's
oh,
a presentation.
Shit, like,
they're not going to be out there wearing, like, Old Navy and Gap. And
well, if you can. You could. If you can make it work, then that's better for
but,
you.
But it is part of the presentation because if you do realize, like, what's it called? Like, they borrow Jimmy's chains and shit.
Yeah,
like,
they borrow jewelry supposedly.
Yeah, no, they do rent it because out, I think like in Justin Morales' video, I forgot which one, he had Jimmy's chains.
Yeah, it was just for music.
For
video,
music
obviously.
Video, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's part
not,
of the
it's
business.
It's nothing bad, but like
it's part of the business.
I mean, he's not like flexing it or
yeah,
either.
Yeah, for real.
And then it's like I'm not trying to complain. I'm just telling you that I fully understand that where we are right now. I gave work already. You, and then the guy was like, you didn't get shit? And he's like, I haven't seen a penny from them. And then he said, I wrote No Me Conocen for Legado Siete's album, Pacas and Pacas Verdes. Damn. So the guy who wrote Pacas Verdes and No Me Conocen from Legado Siete is the one that gave him the information that... I don't know who gave him that that 20K contract.
It was a contract, obviously, because every artist gets the contract no matter what.
Really?
Well, yeah. If you're dealing with a high-profile business like Dell Records, Rancho Mide, you have to get a contract.
No, I was kidding with you. I was being sarcastic.
And now I'm trying to prove you wrong.
But what about if, like...
I mean, don't quote me on this. Like, I'm not some fucking, like, a lawyer or anything, but I feel like it's just common sense.
And then the guy said, worry about what I'm saying, not about paying, but not paying your artist. Well, I mean, there has to be something in the fucking contract that, like...
Yeah.
It's agreement between two people, so I don't know what the fuck the contract said, but...
Wait, but why did he say that he didn't pay his... Like, pay your artist?
So the guy who wrote Pacas Verdes and No Me Conocen from, like, Legado Siete... Mm-hmm. Didn't get paid.
Yeah, he got 20K in designer. No,
but doesn't a lot of contracts?
No, not him. Someone else.
All right,
doesn't the artist some contracts like before you actually make money, you gotta make up what you signed for?
Yeah, I mean, there's deals like that, but I don't know how
this one worked.
How this one worked? Because because you could be signed as an artist or a compositor or both. It just really depends on your deal.
Well, yeah, and then Compa would have posted, imagine singing your life away for 20K in some clothes. I could never. One thing about me is that I don't do dick ride, pool riding, dick ride, whatever Keiko does with Gabe. If I fuck with you, you'll know if you don't.
Damn. So this guy is really, like, concerned about these contracts and people not getting what they deserve and shit.
But then again, it's like...
I mean, it... I don't know if it's, like, people getting fucked over. I hope no one's getting fucked over, but...
And a lot of people, business, you know? A lot of people criticize Jimmy when he doesn't post, like, all his artists. Like, this guy said, where's the rest of your roster? Cause these are only his main artists, which is, like, true. Like, you can't blame Jimmy for that either. Like, imagine, like, in a soccer team, like...
You're gonna
there's players who don't play.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a perfect example, bro.
Yeah, like if you're obviously gonna try to put your best team out there,
and then but
you still like have the other players too.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Like he stood like on the SMA, the Smoke Me Out tour.
Smoke my ass tour.
They have like Hernán Efectivo still play.
Who?
Hernán Efectivo.
Hernán.
Arsenal. And Legado, and they're not there, but they were one of his fucking.
Yeah, it just depends, money. Bro. Because look, you have to think about it from Jimmy's standpoint. Like, he's a businessman.
Yeah,
he's
like,
running a business.
He always has to have the best to, you know, like sell.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if people were wearing Jimmy's shoes, he would play. Let's just say in soccer terms, he would play the best players.
Yeah. So think. Okay. Yes. That's perfect. That's like so true. Okay. Imagine this is a soccer team. Jimmy owns a soccer team. These are his best players. Nata, Ovi. Like, number one.
Yeah, number one.
They're playing, like, the World Cup of whatever. Let's just say, since people are so mad that he's not putting anyone else, let's just say he puts in fucking someone who's signed but not out there who.
Or is barely, like, coming up.
Dan Sanchez.
No, not Dan Sanchez. Like, someone, like small that he doesn't like really
Carlos
show.
Torres.
Yeah, Carlos Torres. He takes out Nata, puts Carlos Torres.
Calle 24.
There's these groups that are not even, like, really... out there.
Yeah.
But like imagine that, like what's gonna happen? They're gonna lose,
yeah.
Or not do so good. Maybe not lose, but not do so good.
Yeah, you have to understand. And it's business is tough, bro.
Yeah.
Business is tough. And then also you're competing. I feel like at the end of the day you're competing.
Yeah.
Like people will be like, oh, there's no competition. Like you're competing.
Yeah.
There's no matter what, it's still a competition.
Yeah.
Any business is considered competition.
Yeah, like, you have to wipe out the competition. Like, you want to beat them by far.
Yeah.
Which is probably not the mentality that they're going to say that they take it, but it is, you know?
Yeah.
And people who don't understand it will hate because they don't know how. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Like, I haven't ran a business, but at least I know what Jimmy... I feel like Jimmy always knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. He's always ahead of
the
curve. I
feel like there's times where he knows, I'm going to get criticized for this. I know people are going to say shit, but he still does it because it's still like what's smart for the business, not for
But sometimes when the haters are the ones that actually support you the most. Here, I'll back it up.
Go ahead.
You guys looked at me like if you guys are lost.
Not like, that I'm lost, but like keep going.
Or confused. Like think about it. Like the haters, they always keep your name in their mouth, and then it becomes word
you,
of mouth.
They keep you in like the spotlight, basically.
Yeah.
But what else did this fool say?
And then apparently Gombawa was talking to someone and he said that they pay Ovi $2,000 a month.
That's pretty good.
And he gets new artists went to signing with them and buying them new instruments. $2,000 a month.
Damn. I mean, I'm pretty sure
we make more than Ovi. What's up, Ovi?
But think about it.
That was pretty
but here's the thing. People, okay, it's like this guy doesn't understand still, like, and people don't understand. When Jimmy signed Ovi, and this came from Jimmy, Ovi went up to Jimmy because there's like an interview or some shit.
There's
like
an interview out there.
And he said, like, Ovi came from nothing. He was not known. Pacas Verdes was not out. He asked for Jimmy, like, for an opportunity.
Yeah.
Jimmy looked at him. He's like, honestly, like, you know, I've never signed anyone like you or this is just corridos, right? But he gave him a chance. He's not going to give him a fucking badass deal, like, not knowing. Not having work or some shit, right? Like, a job's not going to hire you with no fucking experience and give you, like, they're going to give you minimum wage or whatever, right? So, obviously, Jimmy gave him, the best he could, right? Yeah. Ovi agreed to it. So, obviously, Pacas Verdes came out, Ovi blew up. But since the contract was not so good because Ovi came from nothing and had nothing, he didn't know it's not worth it, right?
It was a risk and take.
So obviously Jimmy was not gonna risk the best fucking contract in the world for Ovi because he didn't know. But now, I mean, if it would have been Pacas Verdes and the contract, that would have been different.
It would have been different for sure.
So like, this guy doesn't understand. Like, Jimmy's not fucking him over, and then Ovi's like not wrong. They both agreed
to it. At the same time, back to what I was saying about contracts. Like, Ovi has to make up the money they signed for before making actual big money. Like,
yeah. Well, depending on the contract, you know, who knows what kind of contract they got, but that's something that.
But even Ovi said, like, he like, I really don't care about money as long as you give me work and a house to live in, then I'll be set. Yeah. And think about it, dude. They fucking, 'cause
he was at the very bottom, you know. Good thing that, you know, right now it's a different story. Like, he's making fucking badass music. He made music with Nata Jr. He's going with Nodal.
Nodal.
See that way. See that. Nodal.
I know. I say because you boo. So, like, I feel like, you know, Jimmy, he's definitely profiting off of Ovi.
But he's not being not humilde. He's not in the wrong.
He's not in the wrong either. I feel like he's in the best position as a business owner.
Yeah.
Because think about it. Now that he knows that he has good talent and everything, the next contract is going to be.
Yeah, obviously the next one's going to be so huge, worth it. But right now, Jimmy's not fucking over anyone. Ovi is not getting fucked over. It's just the contract that happened before.
But think about it. Jimmy helped Ovi get his fucking travel visa.
Yeah.
A house.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
The travel visa?
That's what I'm saying. You say it because I don't know about that.
Oh, well, that's what I heard. Because he got Natas and...
where'd you hear that from?
Jimmy pulled it on Instagram.
I bet. Like, continue.
When Natas got his visa.
Continue. Thumbs up. Check.
Fuck you.
I just kidding. Go.
And like, he helped him out with so much stuff. Imagine, like,
I'm sure he did.
Migrating over here, coming from nothing.
Migrating? What is he, a fucking gazelle? Like, fucking migrating from the east to the west.
Oh, like from Africa to fucking China and shit.
Like, what is this fucking National Geographic?
Well, same thing.
You go, you go, you go.
And like, coming over here thinking like, fuck. Because dude, LA is pretty expensive. Like,
it is.
Everything's like overcharged.
Oh, yeah. And not
well, they don't live in LA anymore.
Jimmy, not anymore. They Jimmy have a whole ranch.
Let Ovi borrow his Ferrari.
Yeah.
I think that's dope. Yeah. I think that's like trust.
Because he knows he's fucking...
He's doing it.
Where's the money?
Yeah, he's doing it right now.
Like, think about it. Ovi bought him basically a whole new... The new Rolls Royce that came out.
I don't know.
The SUV. Like, all the
money. I heard Ranch Mill is going to get their own private jet or some
shit. Oh, yeah. Jimmy
that's
did
fucking
post
dope,
it.
Bro.
That's fucking
shit.
Dope, honestly.
That's
honestly,
like some next level
dope.
Shit. Like, that's how you know... Like, this guy said Ranch Mill down bad. I don't see Ranch Mill down bad. Like,
nah, they're fucking
to be
like
doing that
hella
shit?
Up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, maybe... Not that it's unfair, but... They think it's unfair that some of the artists are not playing on the field, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's a team A, team B.
Yeah. But they gotta, like,
they gotta take turns and see who, like, who's gonna. Basically, what I see is, like, if you have potential to be mainstream, they're gonna put you on,
yeah,
on
obviously.
The field.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it. That's how the music is.
Like, they gotta earn their spot.
That's not the music, but the business.
The business, yeah. And then I feel like it's even fucking worse. Like, this music that we listen to, it's still small. Imagine in the rap game where, like, it's huge.
I think Jimmy's...
It's huge.
I mean, he's already expanding. He's already signing, like, rap artists and shit like that. So
he's only expanding. He's only getting smarter.
It's not just going to be, like, a Mexican regional type of shit. It's going to be, like...
Yeah.
It'll be, like...
Dude, you know what they were doing, too? They were freaking... Estaban criticando Pepe Aguilar's daughter because she messed up. Not messed up.
She didn't mess up.
But she sang it too... She sang the national anthem too slow. In front of 73,000 people. Yeah, and even her dad said that she fucked up. Like, she sang it 30 beats per minute slower.
You think that's something to be criticized for? I mean, that she should be criticized?
I mean, I feel like if you're a musician, maybe. But, like, people, they don't really care, you know?
Well, like, he said, like, there's no, like, fucking right way to sing it, right?
Yep.
That's so crazy, like, that people are mad. Imagine if not that were to sing the national anthem, people would be so fucking pissed.
They would be
dude.
Fucking pissed.
I think Gecko should sing the next national anthem at the Canelo fight.
Huh. They should get you.
Do you even know Gecko?
No.
What about in English?
That would be historical, though.
Can you sing it in English?
Okay, go.
The national anthem?
Yeah.
Oh, say, can you see?
That's the
that's the English one.
No, right, see what's after that. See what's that. Oh, say, can you see? After that.
I don't know that shit.
Oh my god. He's not using his laptop. He's just trying to change the date. but yeah, well, let's listen to what her singing first.
I bet.
Wait, how old is she?
Robin?
How old is she?
Damn, fool, chill.
Damn, bro. You are getting down bad.
I know.
Because she's young. She's one of the youngest that sang it, no?
Nah.
Why? Why do you want to know how old is she?
Nah, just because she looks young to be fucking performing.
She's 17.
So she's too young to be performing?
No, like, I never seen someone young.
She's 17,
Keiko.
Chill, Keiko.
She's 17, bro.
So wait, one more year.
23?
You just have to wait one more year.
22.
One more year, Keiko.
Alright, well, this is what the dad had. Oh, she did sing it pretty slow. I'm not gonna lie. She's like,
she was on fucking some lean, huh? She was probably chilling with JD in the back. With some lean.
Listens to it NTI once.
Huh.
Maggie got. Well, this is what her dad had to say about it.
Pinchar Wenderos. Que si no, que si el himno, que si la entonación. Para empezar, no tienen ni idea de lo que están hablando. Para empezar, pero a ver, ojo. Sí hubo un error. Claro que la regó. No es para fusilarla, pero sí la regó. ¿En qué la regó? ¿En qué la regó? Yo se los voy a decir, güeyes.
You think he fucking yelled at her, like,
in the back?
La cagaste, ¿por qué la caga, güey? No mames. ¿Qué pasa, le verga?
You think he,
maybe he lectured her.
Oh, he probably lectured her after the criticisms.
Maybe.
You think he caught it right away, huh?
Yeah. I feel like he was understanding of it, because...
Well, he defended her, but he did say she fucked up.
Look what he said. Look.
Que muchos de los que critican no tienen ni idea de lo que chingas.
It's like he beat the shit out of her.
That's fucked up.
Like, we're next in the ring. No. Ponte los guantes.
Canelo, ven aquí.
No, this
is what he said. Get the fuck out of here. I'm gonna fuck you up.
Oh yeah, that shit was so funny. Fucking Canelo. Iconic as fuck.
Como si se hubiera tomado unas pastillas de slow me down. Ok. ¿Por qué? Esa es otra cosa. La regó, punto, ya, se acabó. 17 años, puta, pues sí, la regó.
What did he say?
Like 17 años.
Damn, Kiko, you're about to catch a case, fool.
Nah, I'll just...
Get the fuck out of here.
I'll just ask.
Clock out.
Asking for a friend.
Kiko's like saying that he's the one.
I feel like if you're not a musician, you're not going to be able to tell. She's singing good either way.
if you're not a musician, you won't. But the people criticizing are the ones that are not musicians.
But it wasn't. Well, maybe. But I'm just saying it wasn't. Well, I mean, bad,
it's not. It's, it wasn't bad. It was just something that it was. It was slow. That's it. Like, it's like con un vasito. Excuse me. I will get criticized. But I don't know. I think Keiko should just sing the
next one. I mean, she's 17. She still has a lot to go. You know, long music career.
Oh yeah. Then the dad being Pepe Aguilar.
Didn't he have beef with Nata too?
Wait, what's your theory? I remember you were telling me some shit about Pepe Aguilar and like that's not the real dad. And then
no, Vicente Fernandez is her real dad.
All right, listen to this, guys. Keiko has this theory. Well, he's right. I mean, I'm not saying he's right, but in his head, he's right.
Mm-hmm. In my opinion. No, it's no.
How is that your opinion? How do you come up with that shit? You need the facts. No.
It's a.
All right, explain what to
that shit, Con?
Explain to a theory.
Well, that's what. Yeah.
All right. Explain to everyone, like detail by detail.
Okay.
What you were telling us last time.
So, Vicente Fernandez had a show.
Vicente Fernandez, not Pepe Aguilar. No.
He had a show.
Not Bill Fernandez. Vicente. No,
Vicente. The actual Chente. The one that grabbed the melons from the picture. All
right.
And he had a show. He ended up hooking up with the fan, which is
you.
Which is Pepe Aguilar.
What, he hooked up with Pepe Aguilar?
No.
Oh.
Which ended up being pregnant and having...
Angel Aguilar.
Uh-huh. No.
So well, it's Angel. Not Angel Aguilar, it's Angela Fernandez.
No. Yeah, it basically is.
Wait, I'm confused. Okay. I'm confused.
At birth, well, when she was born, they gave it fucking... So Pepe could take over. Like,
why would he want Pepe to take over?
Because he was old. He was going to like...
Okay. So you're telling me, Vicente Fernandez had an affair with the fan, which is Angela Aguilar's mom.
When it's her birthday, that fool gives her like so much expensive shit.
Vicente Fernandez,
yeah, like he gave her a horse, he bought her like a fucking look at her fool.
All right, but
well, I mean, it could just be like some padrino type of shit.
I'm still confused though. Like he. Vicente Fernandez hooked up with a fan. You said hooked up with a fan.
How long ago? Because he's old.
Well, how old is fucking...
17. So 17 years ago.
So like 18. How old? No, like 18 because they're pregnant for 9 months.
So that's not...
So like 18 years
that's
ago.
That's not Pepe Aguilar's daughter.
No.
And you're saying this 100%.
Yeah.
Kiko, are you sure?
Yeah.
He's saying he's 100% sure. I want to know what people think about that.
Vicente Fernandez is 81 years old right now.
Okay. He was probably like...
What's 81 minus 18?
81 minus 18, like 60... Like 67? No. Like 62. Wait, how old is he? 18.
He's 81. Vicente Fernandez 81.
Like 63, 64. I just say 65, just to...
It's 60... Okay. Is six?
You did the math.
Okay, so he's 81 years old, and he had sex with a fan 18 years ago, which is Angela's mom, right?
Pepe Aguilar's wife.
So Pepe Aguilar's wife. He fucked Pepe Aguilar's wife.
No.
So she's like completely adopted.
So they basically they adopted Angela,
the mom and the dad.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she's not related to Pepe or Pepe's wife?
No.
It's Vicente and the fans.
Mm-hmm.
I like how he said this so, like, sure, like, yeah.
How do like, you, like, where, I don't know.
Wait, where'd you even see this?
Did you see this off, so like, you think, like, a magazine cover think, so from, like, Rite Aid or something?
So, you think at 63, Vicente Fernandez had sex with a fan, like a young fan?
Yeah? Not young fan. It could be fucking, they can't have kids no matter.
Is that too late to have kids? Like, what? Like
no.
16?
I think it's dangerous to do that, no?
No.
Yeah, I heard, like, it's bad to have kids, like, really old. I heard. Don't quote me on this, please.
Or did you hear, stay your fucking...
Yeah, it's different when well, you say stuff.
Where's your source?
Google, food, look it up.
Once you reach your, by 45, fertility has declined so much getting pregnant.
You see, it's harder.
45, and you're talking about 60-something. 63.
What about, okay, he could have had it with the younger
Vicente well, Fernandez fucking
approved, yeah, but he can't, probably doesn't have enough, like, cum.
You hear what I said?
What?
So you think Vicente Fernandez is going to care about age?
wait, but this is what I don't understand, like, are you sure?
Yeah.
63.
That's, yeah, that's the theory.
You think like his cum is still like making magic and shit?
Yeah, fool.
Making magic?
I think that's
he's
so
making
fake.
Stars right here. I don't know. I can't. I mean, you say a lot of crazy shit, but this was crazy.
Yeah, this is crazy. Like to say that. Like, this is she crazy. Just adopted. Like not even fucking.
Yeah, and she happens to sing well, like Pepe Aguilar.
Okay, yeah, Vicente sings too. Has a good. He she probably got his fucking DNA and became a fucking Christian.
This is why we say cancel Keiko. And you guys are getting mad at us.
No,
you
guys should
be mad at him. Like, look at him. Look at him. Look at him.
There's some people. When we talked about fucking Bill Fernandez, we said this too. And a lot of people actually agreed with me.
I just saw one comment that said I heard about it.
I don't know, bro. I guess you and your...
Comment down below.
You and your crazy fans.
Comment down below if you guys agree
You and
with
your
me.
Crazy fans could go start another podcast.
All right, let's go cancel Keiko.
Nah, just kidding. But, I mean, I respect what you said, but it sounds
too,
off.
But
crazy.
I just want, like... Where you got your like state like your source
Telemundo
like,
where'd
you get this cause like, all that Telemundo shit fake like the yeah. Suelta la sopa
what? Suelta la sopa
probably got it from there huh like, you know those fucking like chismoso ads
or
like,
you know how they sopa? Have like fucking magazines like when you're
he's
you're
read like the yellow pages and shit
like and then at the
wait
bottom,
where'd you see this
on Google and YouTube you can look it up on YouTube
that's crazy Gecko you blew my mind
Gecko for president. Also with Enigma Norteño. Well, I mean, I guess if you, I don't think that's true. Like, just the fact, just the age alone is kind of like 63, and you're over here like pounding.
That's a theory, so you can believe.
He's
it.
Pounding at 60, and shoe.
63,
huh? He still got it in him.
Damn, I guess. Gecko.
Still got the mojo.
So that means Vicente Fernandez is your dad.
You're adopted.
All right, guys, let's talk about what happened to Enigma Norteño. So Enigma Norteño was what did Enigma Norteño go through?
In our hood, it happened, no?
Yeah. It happened in Anaheim, California. They were trying to get another room, and apparently they were being ignored by the clerk in the front.
Yeah, so they try to...
And that so clerk speaks Spanish, and they're like, yeah, raza, lo que me están haciendo. Yeah, like, then, habla español y no
me
quiere
ayudar. They didn't want to help him anymore, yeah. And they weren't even talking to him in Spanish.
Yeah.
So apparently, yeah, I guess they wanted the next day. I guess they stayed at the hotel, and then the next day they wanted an extra room.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what was going on, but the lady didn't want to help him, and she was like just talking to him in English. But we're gonna play that clip right now.
Ve nomás, mira cómo Juana, ¿no? No hay pedo, pues todo está bien, pero voy a utilizar mis redes sociales para decirles que esa señora que está ahí, que habla español, pues eso es de huevo.
Ayer me habló en español, no sé dónde.
Wait, was that the guy talking?
No habla español, doña Mari. Y no me quiso dar otro cuarto que porque tengo que hablar por teléfono o tener la reservación en línea, pero ahí no me lo quiere dar.
No, it was the guy talking.
Really? Nah, it wasn't.
The other guy.
It was a lady talking.
No,
it
was the
a
other lady. Guy was talking.
Why would one of his guys say, like, go against his argument?
No, there was a guy talking to the lady, I think, but like he had like a really high voice.
It was a guy. The other
guy.
Yeah.
He hit the
fucking NOS balloon before fucking coming down.
Dude, I was not expecting that. That's what I'm saying. I was like, wait, who's talking? The guy or like some other lady?
Hey, they say he's probably from Culiacán. People from Culiacán have like squeaky voices.
A fucking high pitch voice.
Nah, just kidding. Don't cancel me, guys.
No, man, wait. ¿Qué te pasó allá? No, man. Te pasa de verga.
Y hoy ya no habla español, fíjate.
Se lo olvidó. Que eso pase.
Porque vean como la raza aquí a la verga.
Mari, ahora es Mary.
Damn.
Ayer era Doña Mari, ahora es Mary.
Damn, 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 damn. La raza be fucking turning your back on us, huh?
Yeah, that's fucked up. You should be like, you know who we are? We're Enigma Norteño.
Say
Enigma Norteño.
Enigma Norteño.
Morteño.
Morteño. It's a Mortius.
Damn. Have you guys ever had anything like that happen to you where like your own people? Race like puts your back on you?
No.
I've never gone. I think Ricky has gone through shit like that, like racist people and stuff. But he's not here today. Fucking Ricky Lager.
I know. Bitch.
Damn.
But yeah, Ricky stopped some shit going on in like KFC or some shit.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
He told us, remember Popeyes?
Yeah,
Popeyes.
I
Popeyes.
Popeyes, yeah.
Oh, dude, I remember something happened in Newport. remember when me, you, and Chino went to Newport, and then there was this Arabian guy, like bashing on a Mexican because she wouldn't give him his phone because he had lost it, and he's like, "Oh, this is why you're working here because you don't know how to do anything, this and that."
Really?
Like, I just want my phone. Yeah, you weren't there.
Me, you, and Chino?
Me, you, Chino.
Where?
We went.
You hear what he said? He's like, you weren't there? And then he said, me, you, and Chino.
I know. Wait, where?
No, I'm asking, you weren't.
Where in Newport?
When we went to Subway.
How long ago? I was there.
This was a long, you were there, too. I forgot.
We went to the beach.
Yeah, I went to the beach.
When we were beach hopping.
I forgot you were there.
Oh, I remember. We were walking like in chanclas and shit.
Yeah, like all fodongos and
like
shit.
Like fucking
you
socks
said that,
up.
That. Oh,
like
yeah.
Stand up,
chasing
that.
I remember.
Yeah, bro. That shit was brutal.
You
that
remember?
Was a long ass time ago. It was like
Arabian,
3 years.
Because he was a rich Arabian. He's like, this is why you're working here. He's like, this and that.
And
like,
then he walked out right away.
Yeah, because he was being fucking rude, bro. Like racist. And like
I
basically
remember now.
Bashing like on like a lower income person because that fool was a rich.
Yeah, I remember.
This is Newport. Like, you could tell right away because, like, he was trying to flex that he had money and this and that. And he fucking drove off with, like, a crazy-ass car.
Damn.
That sucks.
That sucks, bro.
Talk louder on the mic.
Like, that's for what sure. Some people, like don't see. Like, they're like, oh, like,
oh,
a lot of people hate on, like, each other for, like, stupid shit.
Guys,
it's because like when you, I don't know when you talk, you kind of like it sounds like a motivational speech. Like, say it,
and then he just lets us down.
Huh? Or like,
dude, I gave a badass speech on my life, huh?
Yeah, but
that's for like
Gecko for the people. What else we got today? Oh, what was new song? What
I was gonna say that.
Yeah,
go into la quiero porque la quiero la quiero.
Do you have a clip of it?
Yeah, I just downloaded it.
Play it. Just no words. Just play.
Wait, do you think
we're blind reacting, guys? I'm gonna just leave it clear right now. What you guys listen to is the same shit I'm listening to because I don't know what we're talking about.
We know. I think they know. You don't know what we're talking about.
No, like they probably think like we all know what we're talking about. Like
that. Yeah, that's why I like that. You don't know the topic.
Yeah, I don't know none of the topics.
Giggles like fresh. Like a fresh fish right
like
now.
Like the news, yeah. They say is the news.
Like he's a fresh
a
head.
New salmon, huh?
Fresh head.
Being
a fresh mind. Like nah, he has nothing.
I'm like a whole
he's unexpected. He's like
he
walking
has nothing.
Into this. He is walking into this podcast
right now,
blind.
Just imagine it like Giggle's head and it's just like a cave. There's nothing inside. So he doesn't know what's.
And we're just like throwing stuff at him.
Yeah.
Like boom, like react,
and just
react.
Like, when like, it hits, it's like an echo.
You know how they test the mice? You know how they do mice tests? Like we're just. Throwing like, shots.
Giggles right now like a lab rat. We're just like testing.
Like, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? What do you think about this?
Cancel them.
Nah. Giggle has power, huh? Low key.
Hell yeah.
He has power.
I don't know why Giggle doesn't fucking roast it.
Fucking Alexander the Great.
He makes himself look all fucking innocent.
Like,
everyone's
like they got me again.
They got me.
Right,
like, we roast him, makes a sad face. Like shut the
I
fuck
know.
Up. As soon as we're done filming, hey, stupid ass giraffe, why don't you say it like
I
that?
Know,
but why
like,
you see that
kill
on camera?
My neck alone, bug.
Fucking Gecko, dude. It's
Gecko te pasa, right?
What
be,
a song.
Don't be two-faced.
World God King Records. Que viva Mexico.
I forgot like a passion tea lemonade.
Writing a corrido, singing a corrido, music video instead of passion.
Some Sunny D, Capri Sun.
La quiero, pero gasto mi dinero. Solo mío soy el güero. Yo de nadie tengo miedo. Yo tumbo cualquier culero.
It kind of sounds like that background noise, like when they yell.
Yeah.
It's some like demonic shit.
Some like zombie GTA.
Like
some heavy rock.
Huh.
Tengo, me pego un suspiro. Y miro que el gallo se quema luego. Me retiro. Tu morra.
Damn, that fool got ripped off. He's paying so much money in that big ass bag just to receive a little duffel bag. Like, that's not fucking worth it.
Thank you, go fucking narco. Narco traficante.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Why, just go back? You see, like, what the fuck's gonna fit in there?
What if it's diamonds? You don't know that.
Or, like,
what if it's
candy?
A rare collection of Pokemon
cards?
Well,
he's probably just taking it off just to shake his hand.
Oh.
You're forgetting that it's a music video.
Whoa, what do you guys think of the song so far?
I mean,
it has a flow of I like Grupo 360.
I think it's
360.
Oh, like the
I think
the rap one, right?
Yeah. Paco tenía
I think it's
song.
Oh yeah.
It's similar. I get that flow. But I feel like it's dope to see.
And then like he tried to do the, like the music
video.
Like,
I think it's dope to see Güero still trying different shit when, you know, maybe his last song didn't really go in his favor, but like
I think it went in his favor. In terms
it went
of
both
number.
Ways because like I said, Gecko was saying word of mouth. Like if people are talking about it, like you're gonna get the clout. But I think it's just dope to see him like still going at it.
But that was his style. Like this style, like not his style.
You know? Wait, what? So like, you like En La Mama better than this?
I'd rather him be unique for something that he created than trying to fit into like someone else's style. Like
what style? Whose
like,
style?
It sounds more like
who's that someone else's style that he's trying to fit in?
Like the fast rap corridos, like the Grupo 360 one.
Which is this song.
Mm-hmm. Like it has the same flow. Like he should have just stick to like Mamalona song and
so you like El Mamalona better
but
than this song?
But it's because like you can't compare him with anything else because he's only taken out two songs. Yeah. That's what I think.
No,
cause,
like,
so he's still trying
so
to
what
create
I'm trying
something.
To say, yeah, but what I'm trying to say is that he should create his own way because he has that audience where they actually like listen
like
to
Like what?
Shit.
Like what?
Like the Mamalona song. If it
that's
his,
not an own
if
way.
It,
that's
if it's his style, like this is really not like who he really is, like he don't.
So you think the so you first think song sounded better, and La Mamona sounds better.
Like his
me.
For his style, yeah.
I think this sounds better.
I think
no,
this sounds
okay,
better.
Okay, it sounds better. It sounds way better than the song, but he's not. No. Well, Kenka
does that. He'll be on one
no.
argument.
Yeah,
and he'll jump onto
the
other.
All right, yeah. He was saying that the Mamalona song's better than this one. Now he's saying that. The song.
No.
Okay, which one's better? You said the Mamalona song.
Just answer yes or no.
I'll back my statement. What I'm saying is that. This doesn't fit him.
This.
Because, yeah, because he's not then. About fucking, like, drugs, fucking guns and all
it's
that.
It's a song. It's not.
Yeah, but still.
Everyone,
like,
no, you don't have to sing to be about it.
I don't give a fuck. He's oh, more like a like, he should be, like Mamalona type.
Well, that's what he's talking. He's not really talking about drugs. Did you listen to the song?
No.
He's looking at the music video.
Yeah, you're looking at the music video. Now you heard it's not drugs.
I only heard like gasto mi dinero en tengo muchas viejas.
Okay, but finish your shit.
Yeah, it doesn't talk about cars like.
Trucks. Yeah, but like you're saying that he's copying, that doesn't fit him.
Yeah,
that
doesn't.
Style of the,
like,
flow,
his,
the flow.
His style is more like Mamalona type of shit. Like
what?
Like.
But you said those.
Talking about you're talking about letra.
Yeah.
So you're saying he shouldn't be talking about like stuff that doesn't.
I feel like in this song, he's just
I think he's talking about himself.
Yeah, he's talking about himself.
But
yeah.
He doesn't, like, fucking...
Like, again,
shoot people.
You're looking at the music
not,
video.
That's why, yeah, you're looking at the music. He doesn't talk about shooting people.
He says. He, like, con quien vatos se, que se quiera meter, le meto un tiro or some shit like that.
He's talking about his...
Okay, so you're saying the En la mama
lona, yeah, because he's more of a like fucking tacuacheca.
So if let's just say Jason wants to talk about wants to write a corrido, he can't write it because he doesn't smoke.
Yeah, he does drugs, he does heroin, he does meth.
You're dumb.
So if someone's not heartbroken, they can't write a heartbreak song.
If you're not in love, you can't write a love song.
No, it's not like that. I'm talking about like if. Like Alexis Vera, I'm pretty sure he fucking.
So I feel like what you're trying to say is once you write.
No, I'm saying.
No, let me finish.
I don't understand them.
Let me finish because I feel like I know what Gecko's trying to say. I think what he's trying to say is once you come out with one style, you can't try another style.
No, is what I'm trying to say is like he should keep going into that style because.
What style?
Like the Mamalona type of style. Like some cuss shit, cause that's what got him recognition.
No, that's not what got him recognition.
What got him
recognition? TikTok,
because of fucking cool and all that.
Wait,
shit.
Wait, you like, guys.
Wait. So, explain your argument. What are you trying to say?
Cause a lot of people know him by like the Mamalona, like cause of his car and all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, and he dropped a song like Mamalona. He should keep that style because that style kind of fits him more than
what style.
Like the Mamalona.
Like as an instrument, like, and like the flow or what?
Because you're just mentioning Mamalona, that's it.
No, like a cut type of shit. Like more... Not like...
Because this is more like rap to you, no?
Yeah, it's not like his style. Like
I think what you're trying to say is that he should stick to the more like... melodic
no,
type.
No, he's not talking about rap. He's not talking about melodic or flow or instruments. He's talking about lyrics.
Oh yeah, he did
like,
say that.
Yeah, because in the song, this is my opinion, like it talks about like fucking, oh, I'll kill someone if they get in my way. He's not, I don't think he's.
Well, a lot of people do that.
What?
Like literally everyone talks about supposedly doing this and that, but they've never fucking killed anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, like he. His basically what his style is more like the Mamalona type of shit. Like
bro,
the
song, I'm comparing it
to the song like the Mamalona song.
Okay,
damn,
that fits him so more. Every like, song he takes like cars, quemando llanta, living
so,
life. Like
so everything that he, from now on that he takes out, he should only be talking about trucks and being a taquacha.
As of right now, yeah, could do. That's what fits him good. Like, alright, fuck you.
if you're backing out of your like if you think you're wrong, just say it, because I want to keep going at no, it because I'm
wrong.
Confused.
I'm right.
All
right,
so
wrong.
You don't think he should be taking out music like this?
It's like saying like
he's not talking about flow. He's not talking about.
I guess
flow.
That's his preference. It's Gecko's preference, I guess.
Yeah, he just
like saying, I see him. I don't see him doing this kind of like.
All right, listen. To
I see him more. Right,
let me explain it. So you think Güero should. He could take out a song this style, as in, like, the melody, like, the instruments used, whatever, but not be talking about this. Or are you talking about the, like, the fucking sound and everything?
Yeah, like, I don't kind of like this. Well, I don't like it. I don't like how... Because, one, it sounds like another song. Two,
see,
I don't
You don't
him.
Like it because it sounds like another song. That's it.
And it's not, like... I feel like it's not his style, like... He's more of like...
But what are you talking about style? That's what I don't understand. Is it the flow, the song, the instruments being used? What is it? Is it the lyrics?
Or just
what
him
is
mentioning guns, like, come on, doesn't go Because
if
with
you're
him.
Talking about lyrics, literally, he wrote a song, a heartbreak song. He's not heartbroken.
Yeah, he's fucking like... He got his heart destroyed.
He got...
No,
there's
no,
like,
I didn't.
They RKO'd that shit.
Okay,
he
like...
He got RKO'd by... Anyway.
Okay, let's just say... fucking Nata talking about, like, what's that song that they write, like, about, like... Cristal?
Oh,
Crystal,
yeah.
About Crystal and shit. They don't do Crystal?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, but, like, let's just say, like, people talk about shit that they don't do.
Like what?
Huh?
Like what?
Like drugs and killing people and, like, get close to me and I'm gonna shoot you and stuff like that.
Who?
Everyone. Tony. Tony Loya, JD, like, this and that. Like, everyone.
JD never said it in a song.
Oh, my God.
He's not understanding it, like... Not
yeah,
everyone.
like people could say it and like
not live not, it,
yeah,
not live
still,
it.
Like,
because
yeah,
at the end of the day,
he's not the only one.
At the end of the day,
yeah,
it's a letra and it's
what
a song.
What I'm saying, like that's not. I feel like that's not.
You just don't like it. You don't like the song, and that's it. Like,
no, I like it. I just don't feel like it fits his style.
What?
Okay. In other words, it's a good song, but it's not his style.
All right, we'll leave it at that.
Dude, walk this out. this is why we fucking
roast him.
No, it's Gecko's like this. You make a bold statement and then he won't back up his argument.
Yeah, that's why I don't understand. Like, is it the lyrics? What is it? What's not the style? He's saying that he wants Güero to just... His style is only talking about Mamalona. It's talking about trucks.
No,
he can't be talking about love.
No.
He can't be talking about you get close to me and I'm going to shoot. You can't be talking about money.
Because that's what... That's... Because think about it. This is his second song. He's already like... Like, fucking more into, like, Mamalona type of shit. Like,
you know what, bro? I feel like maybe you don't understand this, but maybe I understand it because I feel like
as a musician,
you have to try stuff that you're not even sure it's going to work out. And that's how you find
but
your
thing.
But
think about it. His other song did work.
Yeah, but it's like you do something so much, you're going to want to eventually change it up. Like, not that... Okay, he mastered the whole, like, guitarra stuff. So he went on to trap and rap. It's like that. It's like everyone fuck with Nata when he released Disfruto La Mano. Like, I've seen a lot of comments with people saying, oh, I miss the old Nata, like, with guitarras and Danny Felix. Where, like, they say that
but
his
don't you
trap,
think it, don't you
his
think
trap
it's too early?
Ass.
Yeah, but don't you think it's too early for him?
It's never too early for anything.
To change, like, a whole...
I don't know. Like, I guess his business plan or his musical plan is...
I think about it, he literally like
Maybe,
what,
yeah.
What, the next thing you know, he's gonna go into, like, salsa and shit like that? Like
some
keep building
classical
that.
Music. Look,
think about it. He wants to go on a trend that because everybody's doing that shit. Like,
that's why he's doing it.
Yeah, but think about it. Like, his song, it was different than the rest, and it got a lot of recognition. So that's what I'm saying. Like, he should keep going in that way because, one, it worked out good for him because it became a fucking popular song on TikTok and all that shit. And he was building, like, more fame and clout.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? This song just barely released. It has, like, a day or two. So we don't know if it's going to give him that same, you know, hype, like the Brillando Constante, you know? Maybe it's too early to make a statement like that, you know?
Yeah, probably. I could be wrong. I could be right.
Because people might, like I said, you mentioned, you said your opinion, but, you know, being more, like, different view, other people might fuck with this style instead of the other style,
but
you know?
Yeah.
But, like, again, it's like
no, okay.
Everyone has their opinion, you know?
What I was trying to say is that...
What I'm trying to say is that...
He shouldn't hop onto someone else's, like, his style.
What I'm saying is that your opinion doesn't matter.
Fuck you, bitch.
Nah, just kidding.
No.
He shouldn't, like, hop onto other people's styles.
Yeah,
because
his style was working.
You're saying that this song sounds like someone else's song.
Yeah, and then his style, the one that he took out, was working for him.
Can you explain to me what you mean by style?
Like, the way he...
The letra, you're talking about the
like
letra.
His letra, like...
Okay.
Like, the way of the song, because, one, he's an actual cut, like, that fool's like...
He's a cut. He's like, yeah. I feel like he's the one that made the culture really big, too.
So, think about it. If someone's making a culture pop, and they release a song, like, about the culture, it's gonna hit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So why are you going to quit that and then go into something that's already hitting when you can make another shit into your style and then gain respect like fucking everybody?
I mean, yeah.
That's my opinion.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
That's
no, I think it's good.
Like, he could have kept building it more and more and more.
Your opinion
then,
is strong and it's
and then, like,
not wrong.
Little by little.
And you're fucking factual. You're factual for sure.
But did that explain my...
I mean, yeah, opinion? Yeah, definitely. But like I said, everyone has different opinions. Yeah. It's respected, you know. Diego, like, he has a whole different mentality. Like, I might have a different mentality. Like, I might not agree on some points with you, you know? So shut the fuck up.
It's good. Well, Diego was saying that he shouldn't be talking about shit he doesn't...
No,
like.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, let's break it down.
Like, I'm saying, like, herencia, por si acaso.
What, like, they
lyrics.
Por si acaso,
boom.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure. Yeah, but they write songs for fucking people. I don't think he writes songs for people. He's probably
No, JD writes about himself.
Nah. Yeah, JD.
But that
was
JD didn't write that song, por si acaso.
Who wrote it?
Triple L, then. Chino, or whatever, right? That's his name?
Chano.
Oh, they call him Chano?
I think it's Chano, yeah. Chano.
Fucking cable. No, like, what I'm saying is, okay, let's break it easy. What I'm saying is that he should have kept in that way.
To make his culture bigger.
Yeah, because... Okay. That's what's going around, like, all that cuz
shit.
For sure,
for sure.
So you think Wero should just be talking about Mamalonas in his songs, just talking about Colorado?
Yeah,
because
he's building, like, the era. He's making it pop out more. And, like, there's not a lot of people who write about, like, cuz shit.
Yeah.
Like, Tacuache and all that shit. So, like, that was working for him. Cause
but they're memes. They're meme songs.
Yeah, but think about it. A meme could become... It brings in money, business, and all that shit.
Yeah, like, but, like, I'm pretty sure Wero doesn't want to be, like, known as a meme music. He wants to make music that, like, people will bump at a party or some shit.
Yeah,
I think that's what everyone wants to do.
Yeah, everybody
I don't
wants
think anyone
to
wants to, like,
yeah,
hey,
but
let me make a meme song.
Okay, would you rather build an empire first or follow someone and try to build on top of what they're already building?
Wait, how does that relate to, like...
As the same thing as the topic. He started a culture...
He didn't start.
Okay.
He just started.
But he's getting more recognition.
Yeah,
on
he was
it.
One of, like, the ones that
so
made it bigger.
Why is he going to break off of that when he was already starting something?
I don't think
big?
He's going to break off. I think he's still going to be doing his own shit and just wants to do music on the side.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
He's not going to stop me. He's not going to sell his truck.
I think he's just trying something new.
Yeah, yeah. But don't you
in
think
Gecko's
he should...
Eyes, it's something new.
Don't you think about him, like, building it more, like, making more of...
He's still
like
building
that.
It more. I mean, you see, look at his TikTok. He's still posting his trucks
yeah,
every
day.
Yeah,
but, like, music-wise, like...
I think music is just something he wants to do on the side.
Oh. Yeah, I think it's...
Okay, well, it's always my opinion. We all have different opinions.
No, I feel like I agree with you too.
But
Diego
just wants to prove me wrong.
Well, you know how
Diego is. I'm just confused.
No, I
literally explained it, like, five times. And
yeah,
you
don't explain it, but you're saying, like... It's because that's not his style. He needs to be talking about like mamalona shit. Like, what do you mean mamalona shit? Like, what are you talking about style too? Like, I asked you, I don't know what you mean by style. Like, the style in the song, like the instruments, the letter, what's the style?
He had like rap flow and all that shit. Like, someone else already started. Like, he's not,
so no one else can do another rap flow.
Okay. What I said earlier, like, why start something and then like never finish it?
Start like, something like as okay, in like you, the Tacuache shit, right?
You'd rather like what you're saying.
No, no, wait, before. Don't use me as an example. Use
no,
Güero.
I want to use
Güero.
You as an example.
Use Güero because I'm still confused about the Güero shit. Okay, so like Güero's starting what? Where did he start?
He like the fucking like all the Tacuache shit. Like
he didn't start it, but he's definitely
But he's one of the main parts.
Yeah,
of,
Tacuache.
Yeah.
Meaning what he does on TikTok and shit, right?
Yeah. So like, why is that gonna cut off?
Not cutting off. Okay. He's still doing that.
Yeah, but think about it. Like, if you start one thing and it's going and it did good,
which is like the Tacuache shit, right?
The Tacuache song.
Yeah, he's still doing.
Yeah.
Not the song though.
Okay,
what he's doing with the
Tacuache. Yeah, and like it's going really good, and he's released a song about it. Why is he like gonna cut from that part into like another part? Like back, same thing. Like he's building an empire off of fucking the Tacuache, all that shit.
He's built because I think he already
okay,
built.
Okay, he built. So why is he not gonna like make it higher?
He is. He's still doing it.
Okay, yeah. But like in music wise, like why is he gonna hop on to like what everybody else is doing when he's a face of something else? Like he's like literally like changing like his era into like
he's not changing. Like I said, he's still doing Tacuache shit.
Okay, well your opinion is your opinion.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like I don't understand. He's
because you're the only one that literally don't understand what I'm trying to say.
I know. Like yeah, actually I don't because like you're saying he's letting go of all the Tacuache shit. Like he's cutting it off. He's done with that. Like he's not done. Look at his TikTok. Look at his YouTube. He's still doing all that shit. But with music,
no,
he just wants to do some other shit.
Yeah,
oh, Gecko's saying that like since he's like a Tacuache, he bought everything from now on and just Tacuache. Like,
he should do he should do more Tacuache shit because that's
what he's known for.
What he's known for.
All right, well, we're going to watch the podcast and you guys let us know your opinions. All right, guys, thanks for watching to the end. I'm sorry about Gecko. Oh my God, my just kidding, Gecko. All right, guys, thanks for watching to the end. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, rate to the 5-star podcast.
We love you,
podcast.
Gecko. We love you.
But you, I don't know. Maybe you guys can understand. Just give you guys' opinion, like...
Yeah.
Like, well, all this Güero shit. Like, yeah. I don't think Güero's, like, completely done. He's not going to stop talking about his mamalona. Like,
yeah.
You can go on his TikTok. I'm pretty sure tomorrow you're going to see his mamalona. You can go on his Instagram story. But according to Gecko, he's cutting all that off. And he's just going to... He's copying someone else. But guys, thanks for watching to the end. Don't forget...
No.
Gecko!
I can definitely see
you. Out. Bye. I'm taking everything.
We're gonna go eat right now, guys. All right, thanks for watching. Peace
out. Bye.